Well, I should warn you. If we hit turbulence, I may hold on to you for dear life.
Well, I should warn you. I'm hoping for a bumpy ride.
So, why are you going to Acapulco?
Actually, it's rather an amusing story. See, I came down to the airport on sort of a blind date with a cello player. Well, of course, she didn't know it was a blind date. Actually, it was all in my head, but... So when I bumped into you, you said you were going to Acapulco. I thought, why not tag along?
So the only reason you're on this plane is because of me.
Call it kismet.
Can I switch seats?
Oh, sure. You're lucky. Normally this flight is jammed.
See, kismet.
I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I have to say, I'd be flattered if someone got on a plane to be with me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, what could be more romantic than that?
You know, that's a little awkward trying to talk like this. Is that seat taken?
No, come sit here, please.
Pardon me. Sorry, thank you. At last. Oh, I'm Fraser Crane.
Felicity Stafford.
It's a pleasure.
And this is my husband, David.
Genuine pleasure. Oh, darn. I forgot to order my kosher meal. So sorry. Pardon me. I'm so sorry. Well, it was lovely meeting you both. Stewardess, another... Bless you.
Oh, thank God, the flight's late. I was sure I'd missed it. Thank you. Yes. It's me. It's amazing what they can do with makeup and lighting.
Yes, it is amazing. Not that they didn't have plenty to work with. Oh, by plenty, I don't mean anything, you know, referring to, well... Here, you just stay right there. I'll change seats.
No, wait. Your voice sounds really familiar.
I'm Dr. Fraser Crane from the radio.
Kelly Easterbrook from the magazine.
Yes. Well, I'm assuming that you're off to a photo shoot on the beaches of Mexico.
No, actually, I only model part-time these days. I'm in a PhD program at the University of Washington.
What's your field?
Zoology. That's why I'm going to Mexico, to observe the spiny-tailed iguana.
A model and a scholar. This is the part where I normally wake up. I know what you're thinking. Last night, walking along the beach, we kicked off our shoes and looked up at that amazing blanket of stars.
Actually, I was remembering when that iguana ran across your foot and you jumped into my arms.
Oh, yes, that's true. You're really quite strong.
I am a supermodel. Sir Fraser, is there any chance you'd be interested in seeing more of me?
There's more. Of course. I was hoping we would.
Oh, that's great. There's one thing I should mention. It's a little awkward.
What is?
Well, I'm in the process of breaking up with someone. Mm-hmm. He plays for the Seahawks, and with all of us in the public eye, these things have a way of getting out, so... Mm. I'd appreciate it if, just for now, you didn't tell anyone about you and me.
What happened between us will never leave this room. If there's a God in heaven, neither will we.
Have you seen Fraser?
What, he's not back from the airport yet?
No. That's a lot of cheese and crackers. You gonna eat all those?
Don't be stupid. I'm having people over tonight.
Morning, all.
There you are. I almost gave up on you. So, Mr. Impulsive, I got your message. How's Mexico?
Fine. Relaxing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Yeah, well, considering what a slump your sex life has been in lately, I know you were hoping for a little, well, you know, action. You know, south of the border.
Ross, just because the last time you went to Mexico you were hit on more than a piñata doesn't mean that was the purpose of my visit as well.
Oh, yeah, right. You wanted to hear the Acapulco Philharmonic.
So, Doc, you get any?
That is none of your business.
Well, better luck next time.
It never occurred to you that I'm merely being discreet, that I actually did meet a woman. I just don't care to broadcast it.
Yeah, sure, that might have happened.
Please, no, frankly, I don't have time for this nonsense. What I did or did not do on my vacation is none of your concern. Don't you have better things to do than to speculate about my sex life?
Fraser Crane's sex life. Hey, there's a word for that. It's an
moron.
Hey, whoa, easy. I'll get it.
All right, now flip over. 10 kicks on each side.
Oh, jeez, I hate this one. What does it do anyway?
Nothing for you. But you just get a nice breeze going. Hello, Dr. Green.
Daphne. Hello, Eddie. Good boy, Dad.
That's it. Untrue.
So where's Fraser?
Oh, he got in a while ago, but jumped right in the shower.
So we still have no idea why he went to Mexico?
Well, you heard the same message we did. He wanted to do something spur of the moment, so he jumps on a plane.
That doesn't concern you. It's not exactly like him to board a plane without reservations and luggage, slumber mask.
He probably just went down there to try to meet some women.
I've seen this with my patients. They get so distressed over a series of failures, especially romantic ones, that they act out in bizarre ways.
Ah. Is there anything more refreshing after a long flight than a hot soak in eucalyptus salt? And a snifter of warmed Poire William.
Nothing yet, but keep your ears open.
You know, Dr. Crane, we're all awfully eager to hear about your trip.
Oh.
Did you have a nice time?
Oh, yes, lovely.
Yeah, did you meet any girls?
You know me, Dad. I'm not one to kiss and tell.
Struck out, huh? Well, it'll all turn around for you.
You know, why does everyone assume that it's impossible for me to meet a woman?
No need to get mad. I'm on your side. I just feel bad for you.
We all do.
But... Now, frankly, I'm sick and tired of everyone's pity. Fact is, I did meet a woman down there. A perfectly fabulous woman. We had an utterly romantic weekend.
Well, why didn't you just tell us that from the start?
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss it.
Oh, yes, that pesky Club Med oath of silence.
No. She asked me to be discreet. See, she's a rather famous supermodel, and right now she's going through a breakup with a star football player on the Seahawks. And she didn't want any publicity. So, you see, before I identify her to you, I have to ask that you not ever repeat this to anyone.
I'd urge you to do the same.
Her name is Kelly Easterbrook.
The lotion girl. Ooh, she has such milky skin.
I thought so, yes. We were inseparable the entire weekend.
You know, some people think I look like her.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I've got a picture of her. I'll be right back.
Well, it's one thing to concoct a little white lie, but to come up with a supermodel?
Who'd dump an NFL player for Fraser?
You two are just being awful. I've never known Dr. Crane to tell a lie.
Actually, this is not without precedent. When he was 10, he forged letters from Leonard Bernstein, then told everyone they were pen pals.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Yeah. He'd come bounding up the stairs. Got another one from Lenny. We were all agog until Mr. Bernstein wrote that his Broadway debut was Candide, when everyone knows that it was On the Town. That's when we knew it was a fake.
The sloppy kid lettering was also a clue.
Here she is.
It's from a magazine?
Yeah, yeah, she's in lots of magazines. Oh. And billboards, too. Now she's my girlfriend.
Oh. Well, I'm off to bed. Didn't get much sleep over the weekend, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Good night. Oh.
He just snapped like a twig, didn't he?
Hello? Kelly. Hi. See, I didn't know you were back in town.
I'd love to. Right. Well, I'll see you there in, half an hour. Okay.
Me too.
Bye.
Frazier. Glad we caught you. We're off to the Buster Keaton retrospective. Care to join us?
Actually, I'm dashing off to L'Escalier for a late lunch with Kelly.
Oh, you're a supermodel.
Oh, you didn't mention anything about that when you left this morning.
She just called. She came home early from a modeling assignment in Hawaii. I suspect to see you know who.
Bernard, yes, Dr. Crane. Listen, I need my usual table in about 20 minutes. Oh, yes, and chill your finest bottle of Puy Fousse.
Well, you know, modeling no swimsuit, she works up quite a thirst.
Poor sod.
Doesn't he realize how outlandish it all sounds?
Even a fake supermodel would have dumped him by now.
I wish there was something we could do.
There is. When he was in the throes of his Leonard Bernstein obsession, we finally confronted him, and as you may recall, Dad, he was relieved that once and for all he could give up the charade.
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 Well, I guess we could talk to him, but... Well, what are we going to say?
It won't be easy. We'll tell him we know what's going on and that he doesn't have to pretend anymore.
All right. But situations like that make me uncomfortable.
Well, you know, there's always the outside chance that we'll walk into that restaurant and some gorgeous supermodel will be draped all over. Great.
I needed that.
Yeah, I thought we could do with a little tension break.
Frazier.
Oh,
hello.
Kelly. Hi. You look wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Well, here, sit. I ordered us an appetizer.
Oh, this is so sweet, but I can't stay. My lab called. There's been a small emergency.
Is everything all right?
Our incubator broke. My iguana eggs need to be moved to another lab right away. I hope you understand.
Well, of course, I'm disappointed, but we'll do it again sometime.
I'll call you as soon as I'm done at the lab.
Great. Okay. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Here's hoping your eggs are still fertile.
My wife had trouble conceiving, too.
It turned out to be me.
Well, mystery solved. Off you go.
Oh, that is so sad.
I'll say. Nobody's ever bought me caviar, and I'm real. Maybe this is a family thing.
Hello, Frazier.
Hey.
Ben?
No.
Something the matter?
No, we were just in the neighborhood. Thought we'd stop by, see if you changed your mind about the movie.
She's being awfully persistent, but you know, I've just may join you. My date canceled at the last moment.
Listen, Frazier, whatever it is that makes you feel the need to perpetuate this fantasy woman, you don't have to on our account.
Fantasy? We're your family. We don't care if you haven't been out with anybody in quite a while.
My God, you actually believe that I've invented this relationship?
Hey, Frazier, it's no crime to go down to Acapulco and come back empty-handed.
I did not come back empty-handed. I came back with two huge handfuls. So Kelly was just here. She was called away on an emergency.
That would be a modeling emergency?
No. She only models to raise money for her real interest, zoology. She's a PhD candidate, and she raises iguanas. The incubator broke, and her eggs were in danger. It was vital that only she transfer them. Oh, look, the details are unimportant. The fact is, I am having a relationship with this woman.
We love you, Frazier. Niles, me, Daphne,
Leonard Bernstein.
No wonder you throw that back in my face.
Kelly.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I was just leaving you a note. I'm really sorry about lunch.
Oh, it's all right. You have time to come in?
Sure. The good news is I was able to move all of my eggs over to another lab.
Well, I hope you didn't put them all in one basket.
Why does everyone think that's funny? What a beautiful apartment.
Thank you. Can I interest you in a glass of Beaujolais Nouveau?
I'd love some.
All right.
I actually have something to toast. My doctorate advisor has asked me to join his team of researchers going to the Galapagos Islands.
Well, that does deserve a toast.
I'm replacing someone, so it's all very last minute. We leave in the morning, and I'll be there for 2 months inseminating indigenous iguanas. I called all my friends. They couldn't believe it.
Nor will mine. Two months.
Hey. I feel terrible leaving town so early in our relationship, but it's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Mm. Well, and I'll be here when you return. We'll always have one incredible night to look back on fondly.
I think we'll be looking back on two incredible nights.
No, no, I'm sorry, darling. It's just one night, Saturday night. And then, of course, Sunday you were... Oh. Oh, right. Right. Nothing.
Must have drifted off there. Oh. What's that noise?
I don't hear anything.
You took a picture of me while I was asleep?
Absolutely not.
What is this? Well,
this is... It's your going away present. Bon voyage.
You're disgusting.
Oh, no, Kelly. Kelly, please, listen. You don't... Oh,
I don't...
You don't understand.
This.
No, listen.
Get out.
Please.
Oh, get out!
All right. You know, you'd think being a professional model, you might be a little more relaxed about somebody taking you.
Get out!
Kelly, don't you think we should talk about this? I won't see you again for 2 months.
You won't see me again for a lot longer than that.
Kelly!
What? It wasn't enough just to tell people you bagged a model? You had to take a picture?
No.
What were you planning to do with it? Sell it to the tabloids?
No!
Pass it around the office, show it to all your friends?
No, no, just my immediate family!
I'm taking the stairs.
Kelly! 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 Well, you missed her again. She's running down the stairs. You can catch her if you still want to.
We believe you, Frasier. Now let's just get your robe all cinched up and get you back.
And stop it! Don't patronize me! Oh, look! Look! Two wine glasses!
Oh, yes. One for you, one for her. That proves it all right.
I am not crazy! I am dating a supermodel zoologist whom I stole away from a professional football player, and she is off to the Galapagos Islands to artificially inseminate iguanas. Is that so hard to believe?
Where's your woman? Oh, look, a crowd. Where were you all hiding? Under the bed? You know, it makes me sick to think I even spent one night with you, let alone two. I have known a lot of reptiles and looked under a lot of rocks in my life, but I have never seen anything slither out quite as slimy and repulsive as you!
What do you think of me now?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night, everybody.